We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled The Tiny Transport Team. If you enjoyed this speed-tacular show, then be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the speedy story show you can take on the go. Listen along on a boat, while you're flying on a plane, or even while you're riding along in a dump truck. I'm your host, Angie. Today, we will meet the Tiny Transport Team. They are on an important mission to reunite a little girl with her lost teddy bear. Will the Tiny Transport Team save the day? Let's find out and begin our transportation tale now. The Tiny Transport Team. Bailey the boat, Tate the truck, and Pacey the plane are all junior transporters. They travel all around by air, land, and sea, bringing precious cargo safely to its destination. At night, they meet up at Tiny Transport headquarters at Harbor Park. Bailey boat rolls into the marina and sees Tate the truck parked by the water's edge.
Hi, Bailey boat. How was your day today?
Tate asks.
The water was mighty fine. There were hardly any waves.
Bailey replies.
How about you?
Can't complain. Not a bump in the road.
Just then, Pacey the plane flew down from the sky and landed on the park runway. The little plane wheeled its way over to Bailey and Tate.
Hey, Pacey plane, how was it up in the air? It was really fly, not a cloud in the sky,
said Pacey with glee.
Haha, that's great. I love getting to travel around and meet new friends.
Yeah, me too.
Me three. Being a tiny transporter is first-class fun.
The three transportation friends laughed and said their goodnight to one another. Bailey boat pulled into the docking bay. Tate the truck parked in a little garage, and Pacey plane pulled into the hangar for the night. The next morning, they woke up bright and early, feeling rested, recharged, and refueled.
I wonder what kind of exciting transportation mission we will go on today,
said Pacey plane with glee. Just then, a call came in on Bailey Boat's transmitter from Roger Radio.
Come in, Bailey Boat. We have a code blue.
Read you loud and clear, Roger Radio.
What is your position?
I am currently docked at the Harbor Bay headquarters with Take the Truck and Pacey the Plane.
Affirmative. I'm going to need all three of you tiny transporters' help for a very important mission.
What's that?
Well, you see, a little girl has left her teddy bear behind on Carnival Island. Now she's back home on the other side of Misty Mountain. Your job, Tiny Transport Team, is to reunite this little girl with her lost teddy bear at once.
Roger that, Roger Radio.
I knew I could count on the Tiny Transport Team. Over and out.
They said goodbye to Roger the Radio and quickly devised a plan.
I will journey through the water to Carnival Island and retrieve the teddy bear. Then I will bring it back here to Harbor Park headquarters,
said Bailey the Boat.
Then I will fly the teddy bear over the mountain safely to the other side.
Pacey the Plane chimed in.
Then I will drive the last leg of the trip down the road to the little girl's house, transporting her teddy bear safe and sound.
Then you better start driving to the checkpoint now, Tate Truck. It will take you twice as long to drive around the mountain as it will for me to fly over it.
You're right, Pacey Plane. We want to transport that teddy bear back home to the little girl before nightfall. I'll get a move on,
said Tate the Truck.
Me too,
said Bailey Boat.
And I'll wait here for your return, Bailey the Boat,
said Pacey Plane.
Tiny Transport Team to the rescue!
Tate the Truck drove away, and Bailey Boat began to motor towards Carnival Island. The ocean waves pushed against Bailey. The little boat was getting rocked back and forth in the high seas.
Gosh, I don't know if I can make it. I better call into Roger Radio and see if I'm almost there. Come in, Roger Radio. This is Bailey Boat.
Reach loud and clear, Bailey. How can I help?
Can you tell me by position?
You are right on track and approaching your destination soon. Just stay the course, my tiny transport friend.
Roger that, Roger Radio.
Over and out.
The little boat kept on motoring through the rocky waves. Soon, Bailey could see Carnival Island off in the distance.
There it is! Just a little ways to go now!
Finally, Bailey the Boat reached Carnival Island and drove up to the dock. The little boat called out to the Coast Guard.
Hi there! I'm here to pick up a lost teddy bear and transport it back to a little girl.
Yes, we've been expecting you. This poor little teddy bear was left behind on a bench. I'm sure the little girl is missing her friend very much. Thank goodness you're here, Bailey Boat.
No problem, Coast Guard. Just doing my job.
The friendly guard loaded the little teddy bear securely into the back of Bailey Boat.
Safe travels, my tiny transporter friend.
Then Bailey Boat motored its way back.
Bailey the Boat, oh, Bailey the Boat. Bailey the Boat, oh, Bailey the Boat. Bailey the Boat, oh,
Bailey the Boat is making its way across the water and to the bay. Tiny transporter.
Bailey Boat powered forward through the wavy waters and finally reached Harbor Park, where Pacey Plane was there waiting in the wings.
Did you get the teddy bear, Bailey Boat?
I sure did.
Bailey the Boat handed the little stuffed bear over to Pacey the Plane, who loaded it into the hull.
Safe travels, Pacey Plane.
Thanks, Bailey Boat.
The little plane raced down the runway and took off into the air. Pacey the Plane climbed higher and higher into the sky towards Misty Mountain. The cloudy air was thick around the mountain top, and Pacey the Plane was feeling wary. So the little plane called in to Roger Radio.
Come in, Roger Radio.
Go ahead, Pacey Plane.
I can't see a thing up here. I feel like I might be lost.
It looks like you're on course. Just stay steady and keep on flying, my friend. You'll be on the other side of the mountain soon.
Roger that, Roger Radio.
Over and out.
Pacey the plane kept on flying through the clouds and over the mountain. Soon the air cleared and Pacey could see once again.
I'm over the mountain. Just a little more ways to go.
Pacey the plane, hey, Pacey the plane. Pacey the plane, hey, Pacey the plane. Pacey the plane, hey,
Pacey the plane is making its way into the air through the skies of gray. Tiny transporter, tiny transporter, ready to save the day.
Pacey the plane,
Pacey's a tiny transporter.
The ground.
Pacey the plane landed on a runway on the other side of Misty Mountain. Just as the little plane touched down to the ground, Tate the truck rolled up.
Perfect timing, Tate truck. I just landed. Are you ready to take this little teddy bear on the last leg of the trip?
I sure am. Let's load up the teddy bear and get it home to the little girl.
Here you go, Tate. Safe travels, my friend.
Bye-bye, Pacey Plane.
Tate the truck drove away with a little teddy bear in tow. The truck made its way up and down steep hills and around winding curves. Then suddenly, Tate the truck came to a fork in the road.
I wonder which way I should go.
Tate turned to the left.
I think this is the way.
As Tate truck drove along, the road grew narrower and bumpier.
Oh dear, maybe this isn't the way after all. Perhaps I should turn around.
Just then, Roger Radio called in.
Come in, Tate the truck.
Loud and clear, Roger Radio. Boy, am I glad to hear from you.
What's your 20, Tate?
Gosh, I'm not sure. I took a left at the fork in the road, but now I'm afraid I'm lost.
Give me one moment, I'll check your coordinates. It looks like you're right on track, Tate the truck. Just a few more miles to go and you will be at your destination. Keep on driving along, my tiny transport friend.
Roger that, Roger Radio.
Over and out.
Tate the truck kept on driving.
I'll put the pedal to the metal and get you home, teddy bear.
Tate the truck, hot, Tate the truck. Tate the truck, hot, Tate the truck. Tate the truck, hot,
Tate the truck is making its way. Mile after mile on the big highway. Tiny transporter, tiny transporter.
Soon the road smoothed out and Tate could see the little girl's house at the bottom of a steep hill. Tate the truck coasted its way down and parked in the driveway.
Yay, I've arrived!
The little girl ran outside to meet Tate.
Golly, you're here! Do you have my teddy?
I sure do!
Tate the truck pulled the lever and tipped the back body of its truck up in the air. The little teddy bear slid down into the arms of the little girl.
My teddy bear, you're home! I missed you so much!
She gave her teddy a great big bear hug, then looked up at Tate the truck.
Thank you so much, Tate. Here!
She handed Tate truck an envelope.
Do you think you could deliver this back to Tiny Transport Headquarters?
I sure can.
Ha ha, golly, thanks.
Well, I better get a move on.
Goodbye.
Tate the truck drove through the night back through the steep and winding roads. Finally, Tate reached Harbor Bay just as the sun was rising in the sky. Bailey Boat and Pacey Plane were there to meet the little truck.
Welcome back, Tate. Were you able to deliver the teddy bear to its destination?
I sure did. The little girl was very happy to be reunited with her stuffed animal. And look, she gave me this envelope. Let's open it up.
Why, it's a thank you letter. It says,
Dear Bailey Boat, Pacey Plane, and Tate the Truck, thank you for crossing the sea, flying over a mountain, and driving down bumpy roads to bring my teddy bear back home to me. You tiny transporters are all my heroes!
Hooray!
Another job well done, friends. Now let's get fueled up and ready for our next transport mission.
Woohoo!
Boat, plane, and truck, hop, boat, plane, and truck. Boat, plane, and truck, hop, boat, plane, and truck. Boat, plane, and truck, hop, boat, plane, and truck.
Haha, beep beep! Weren't those tiny transporters spectacular? If you want to be part of even more transportation fun, join the Story Spectacular Facebook group and vote for your favorite tiny transporter in our poll. Tell us if you liked Bailey Boat, Pacey Plane, Tate the Truck, or even Roger Radio the best. I can't wait to see which tiny transporter you thought was the most speedtacular. And speaking of transportation fun, Digger the Dog is back to tell us some funny jokes about transportation that will really get your motor going.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hey everybody.
Hi Digger. Do you have some funny jokes about transportation for us today?
I sure do, and I'm all revved up to tell them to you.
Haha, that's great. Take the wheel, Digger.
Sure. Where do you take a sick boat?
Where do you take a sick boat?
To the nearest dock.
Oh golly, I'm feeling seasick.
Why did the little plane get sent to its room?
Oh dear, why did the little plane get sent to its room?
Because it had a bad altitude.
I don't want to eat my airplane food, Mom.
What has four wheels and flies?
What?
A garbage truck!
Oh, I get it. Flies like the insect, because flies love to be around garbage.
That's right, Angie. I'm glad that joke didn't fly over your head.
Haha, me too.
Your jokes about transportation were first class.
You know me, Angie. I've got a need for speed.
Come back again soon and tell us even more jokes.
Sure thing. Until then, enjoy the ride.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's episode was pure engine entertainment. We tagged along with the tiny transporters, Bailey Boat, Pacey Plane, and Tate the Truck as they relayed a lost teddy bear back home to a little girl. Those tiny transporters sure were tire-rific.
Hooray!
Then Digger the Dog stopped by to tell us some turbo-tastic jokes about transportation. I think tiny transporters are just speedtacular.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To vote for your favorite tiny transporter from today's episode, join the Story Spectacular Facebook group and cast your vote. Would you like a free ebook of Digger's daily routine? Go to storyspectacular.com and enter your email at the bottom of the homepage. I will send you your free ebook, and you will also get updates on spectacular news. You'll see original show artwork, plus get song downloads and printable activity pages. Spectacular! Thanks for listening. Have a good ride, everybody.
Tiny Transport Team to the rescue!